Wow. Good morning and God bless all of you. What a month we've had in the Wisdom Challenge. I want to congratulate you for having the wisdom to sign up and participate in this. And yes, we say goodbye and close the door to the 31-day Wisdom Challenge. But my friends, there is good news because another door opens to do what Jesus told us to do in Matthew 6:33, to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. So we've tied together the first month of 2024, and Jehovah sees that, and he's a rewarder of those who genuinely seek his face. Amen. And seeking wisdom changes us because the kingdom is first an inside job to become transformed on the outside, to show the world what Jesus has done. Can I get a hallelujah? Hello. Say it and put it in the chat. Come on. Yes. I'll speak over each of you today for a word of faith that 2024 will be the year of extraordinary favor, wealth, and prosperity like you never had before, where you begin to see all the things being added unto you. Because who believes like me that 2024, we're here to shine brightly, and the poor can't shine as bright. So God is creating a new generation of kingdom seekers and wealth builders to accomplish his task set before us to build his kingdom, which includes King's Hill's mandate for stewarding our home, doing it well. Let me tell you, folks, God's got big plans for Nashville. Jody and I just got back yesterday from a meeting at Bethel World Outreach, and they're bringing Wild Jam back in for this year in September. Not just one, but two outreaches to win more souls for Christ, and it's coming. And outreaches like this are birthed through prayer. That's the furnace of where it all starts, just like the Moravian prayer movement, right? Sometimes we're called to be that trumpet, and King's Hill House of Prayer is that trumpet. So 2024 is harvest time, and a great and effective door has opened this year to build the kingdom like never before. It's pivotal for Tennessee and our state to win souls for Christ, and our plans are large at King's Hill. And they're so large, and we're pleased to announce the unveiling of the fundraising case statement and officially kick off our fundraising campaign this year. And we will all do this and keep the fire lit with the focus on night and day prayer to advance the kingdom of God, for evangelistic outreaches in our city, for winning souls and mobilizing the body of Christ. And we know that the prayers of noble saints is the prelude to launching evangelic crusades, just as it was with the Moravians, just as it was for Count Zinzendorf in Germany, just as it is in the upper room for the book of Acts. God does nothing but by prayer first. So we have a place to gather. We have the upper room. We will keep the fire lit on the altar at King's Hill on Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. with fiery Fridays, as James Gall spoke and prayed over us yesterday, to turn the nation back to God and kick out the spirit of darkness. Amen. And God has put this mandate on you and me for his will to save America by prayer and reaching out to the lost, to the left, to the right, and center. Everyone, and helping them to meet Jesus and experience the power of the Holy Spirit. So what we're doing in 2024 will cost a lot of dollars, but the provision will be there. And God has many people in the marketplace, millionaires and even billionaires he's introducing us to. You saw them. We know they're out there. They're hidden. But God will show them, and he will help us shape America's future in 2024, starting right here in Nashville, Tennessee. So let's go. Put it in the chat, Phoebe. Come on. Say, just do it. Just do it. Barb and Phoebe will be emailing out the fundraising campaign. And so we're going to see that this week. We'll talk about that more. So I'm going to pray over us. First, I'll have my wife here, Jody, coming in. She's going to speak a word of prayer over everyone today. This is my woman of wisdom here, my virtuous one. So, Jody, prayer and a prayer for us. Go ahead, yeah. Honey.
Dear Father God, I just thank you for another day to love and worship you and all that you have created. Thank you for your word that inspired Jeff to do this 31 days of wisdom. Lord, I pray that you bless Marlene today, and I lift up Jeff and Barbara, all the family of King's Hill House of Prayer, and all of those on the call today as well, and as we ask you to bless their families as well. Thank you for your word that has become flesh, and it's Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, love.
Amen, Jody. That was beautiful. We love
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jody.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to go off camera to deal with the animals.
Amen.
So.
Hallelujah.
Barbara, that sunset.
Yeah, it's good.
Sunrise?
Huh? It's actually King's Hill. It's a picture of King's Hill.
Hallelujah.
I have it in the background.
Amen.
Is it morning?
Yeah.
It's morning. It's morning time. I'll get out of the way so you can see it.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's a real unfiltered picture from King's Hill in the morning.
Nice. All right. Bless you guys.
I'm going to say, hey, thank you, Jody, for
we
all
love
of
you.
She's
thank
the reason.
Thank you, Jody, for all you do. We love
amen,
you.
Amen. Okay. You. So, other part of this is that I'm going to pray over you and us for Lord's mighty outstretched arm, for a mighty outpouring of kingdom wealth and faith, because George Mueller was a man. He prayed for faith that God would draw wealth to him to build the orphanage. And just as Jesus shouted to his disciples, I pray now for all of you right now, God, I pray that they would throw their nets over the other side, on the starboard side, that they'll catch some fish, some new fish. And so they did as Jesus said, and they caught so many fish they couldn't pull the net in. So, Lord, we followed your wisdom for 31 days. You've changed our thinking and our mindset and wisdom and health and wealth, and you've shifted us, God. And so we have a kingdom perspective on giving, receiving wealth, riches, and prosperity. And so I pray and declare your financial status has changed. And even tomorrow begins a new month. God has given you ability over new wealth and creation and health and relationship and healing. So we receive the secrets to wisdom and repentance and prosperity over your business and finances, God. And I pray that they be shielded from evil in Jesus' name, that they will walk out in boldness to possess the land, God, to inherit the promises of God, of the bloodline of the word of God for Jesus Christ. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich, and he has no sorrow to it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray for fiery Fridays, for fire on the altar to never go out, and that the spirit of prayer and repentance would shape the powers and shake the powers of darkness loose out in Jesus' name. And we pray for the prayer meeting right now at Washington, D.C., God. We join with them, and we say, let your will be done. Let a holy outbreak of the Holy Spirit take charge of that arena, God. That your name will be known. We trust in you and in your promises in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So James Gall poured out yesterday powerful wisdom promises over us about the altar on Fiery Fridays. Come on, let's just get into there and let's just put our knees to the ground and cry out, cry out, cry out. Okay, our wisdom quote for the day, which fits us perfectly as it's in George Mueller's day of building the Kingdom Orphanage. He said, the primary object I had in view when I built, carrying on this work, that it might be seen that now in the 19th century, God is still the living God. And that's our promise. And that now, as well as thousands of years ago, he listens to the prayers of his children and helps those who trust in him. So God is the living God for us in 2024 too. Amen. Amen. And it's very timely. And finally, our daily wisdom declaration, we make that decree because the power of our words affect you and me. Amen. So open up your mics. Join with me before we introduce our next guests. Say, I declare that the Lord has given me wisdom.
I declare that the Lord has given me
wisdom.
Knowledge is pleasant to my soul. Discretion guards me.
Discretion guards me.
Understanding watches over me to keep me from evil. Therefore, wisdom has entered my heart and it shall never depart. And the joy of the Lord is my strength today. Hallelujah. Say amen. Come on. Put
amen.
It in the chat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our next guest is in the room, Marlene, at King's Hill House of Prayer for the 31 day of our wisdom challenge. And to have you, Marlene, to close us out as our final guest is the Lord's choosing. I'll explain why. Watch this. The Lord set it up again. He surprised us all in the order of guests to give him all the glory. So Marlene, welcome to the call and being here. You're a dear sister and a mother, a stateswoman to me of governmental prayer. And I want to first share how detailed the Lord is for each day. So before you share your backstory and a little bit of your testimony, let's check out Proverbs 31:19 and see what it says. In my Passion version, in verse 19 in Passion, it says, She lays hold of the wheels of government. What? What? And some translations may say the word here is a weaver's distaff, a spinning wheel, and her hands grasp. The spindle of a distaff, the word translated spindle, can also mean government circuits or wheels. And there is a hint here of the wheels mentioned in Ezekiel and Daniel, where the throne of God's government sits on flaming wheels. So Marlene, I want to hear what the Lord's done with you and where he's taken you. Definitely share about your love for poetry. But I got to start off by asking you, have you ever given a thought in your years of praying over governmental authorities and as a watch leader orchestrating events for Governor Bill Lee and others in the political realm, that you were spinning flaming wheels of prayer as a burning fire for those you cover and pray for? Please tell me.
Well, you know, Jeff, when I read that last night too, I, you know, in the Passion version, and I was like, wow. Because, you know, Proverbs 31, it sets the bar pretty high. But that is, you know, quite the... I guess power, if you will, and a little bit of my backstory that you want me to go ahead and share that.
Yeah, I mean, did you realize that though? When you saw it, like, wow, right? Your prayers matter, woman, and you have effectively changed the atmosphere of Nashville by your fruit, by your years, by your humbleness, by your brokenness, by your crying out. You have a firm spirit, one that's gratefully permeated the sphere of our government. I'm serious. So even if we see things that still need to be changed, and they do, you make a huge difference. So we want to say thank you and just, yeah, please share what it is about the Lord and what he's directed you for, you know, in the past and in this next season. So go ahead. Yeah, just share your story with us.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's very kind, very kind words. Years ago, it's been probably now 25, maybe 28 years ago, I had seriously considered running for a political office, local. And just, I've always had a love for government, as strange as that may sound, but my, just a lot of patriotism, if you will, in my family, my dad, brother, all my dad's brothers were in World War II, a lot of, you know, patriotic stories. And I was really burdened for America, you know, and I mean, this is when my kids were preschool. And so I had, again, really prayed about this, considered it. And one afternoon, I had set aside a day for fasting and praying, God, how can I make a difference? And the answer, you know, there's not been a lot of times in my life, but this was one of those times that I knew that I knew that I knew that I heard, I felt like that soft spirit of God say, the way you will have the greatest impact is to pray and to mobilize prayer. And I'll have to tell you, when he said that, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I don't even know people that pray. I mean, I had prayed since I was a little girl, but I mean, really? I mean, number one, I don't know people that pray in the church. And number two, I definitely don't know any people that pray for government.
I mean, you actually like Moses, you said, Lord, I don't have a voice, kind of like that.
Right. I'm like, you know, I just said, God, you know, the only people that I do know are little old ladies with buns on their heads. Because I mean, that really was all that I knew. So I said, okay, if this is truly what you want me to do, then start opening doors. And it was like, I mean, doors started opening just everywhere.
Come on.
Got involved in the National Day of Prayer, all of these different things. Long story short, this is my 21st year to go to the state capitol. And, you know, we have a team that meets every Wednesday, but I also have teams that prayer walk. This year, I really felt like that God said to have at least two teams down there every week during session, above and beyond my team that meets on Wednesday. To pray and to walk, and I give them, you know, points for prayer. And just I feel like the power of that has been pretty amazing. We've had some pretty incredible testimonies even last year during the week of all of the protesting and riots. There was one group down there and they had no idea what was going on. And I feel like that God used their prayers, even though they did not fully understand what was happening, to, you know, possibly to protect us from something even worse than, you know, the things that did happen. But so that is, I feel like, ultimately my deepest calling. And a lot of people don't get it. They don't understand, even in the church, you know, but I'm with you. I believe that God does nothing without a great move of prayer first. And so it's where God has called me. He's given me just some amazing opportunities, most of which I cannot speak of in public simply because I don't want to name any names. Sure, but sure. He has given me, he's given our team opportunities. And I've always sensed for a large degree, it's behind the scenes. I've never wanted, I don't know, when you get out there and start promoting yourself, I think you ask for trouble. So, but again, God's given us great favor in our capital and with our legislators. So,
yeah, let me ask you about that. Let's pause here. You said something about the mind of the church sometimes doesn't get it. Let's just take that and shift that right now, because we have governmental authority and the courts of heaven, as we are there with Jesus on his lap, right? We're seated in heavenly places. Father, we take authority over that mindset of the church that lingers outside of governmental authority and says, oh, that's a political race, politics, separation of church and state. Oh, God, evil thoughts. And we just shift that right now for our city, for our people. And thank you for Marlene that she has that and she gets it. She's seated in a pocket in the governmental chambers where those rules are written, where the laws are made. And Father, you made the laws in your word for us to be well established, to enjoy life. And so we switch that in the spirit of the church today and take command over it in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. Amen. That is a prayer that needs to be prayed many times. But, you know, again, I just feel like this is I was walking through my house one day.
Yes.
And you know how you have these plaques. I have two of them for definitions of names.
Yes.
Never have thought about this before, but the definition, the meaning of my name, Marlene, is watchtower.
Come on. Come on, that's the Lord.
So, and the first time that I ever went to the Capitol, when I saw the watchtower above the Capitol, I was so drawn to that. And I felt like that this is my home, that this is where I belong. And I've been to the very top with my team several times praying in that watchtower. And so it's just, again, kind of a connection of God reminding me, you know, no, this... I will not see the answers to all of our prayers this side of eternity, but this is where God has called me. So I remain faithful and believe that he is shifting the atmosphere. And even the prayers of all of those that have gone before us, those prayers are still, I believe, having an impact today. They're being used, whether it's from Reese Howes or George Mueller, are some of the great men and women of the past. Most of them, we don't know their names, but they are resounding still within the courtrooms of heaven today.
Yeah, they are for sure. And as you steward that ability to do the work of serving the politicians like Bill Lee and, you know, organizing the day of prayers and the things you've done, give us some wisdom on that, because we're going to pray for you before you delve into Proverbs. I asked Peggy Adams to do that, because she's going to run. But the activity and the wisdom of just orchestrating the ideas of planning your day, their scheduling. Are you anything coming up that we can pray for you for event-wise?
Well, yes. You know, the Tennessee Prayer Breakfast is March the 14th. And as you know, I think I'm the event director for that. So what that means is I do most of the work. This will be our 50th year. So it's a big deal. And, you know, I just think that it's, I tell everybody, you know, it's not it's not run by one denomination, one stream of Christianity. And so I tell everyone, if Jesus Christ has been exalted on that morning in a public gathering with the governor, the two speakers of the House, and some people from both sides of the aisle, it's a win. everything's not perfect. You know, you may not agree with most of the policies or some of the policies of some of these people. But so that would be a big prayer. Another one is just, this is a very, very intense session. Yes. If you've been watching anything that happened last year, there is so much strife, a lot of division, a lot of rancor, a lot of vitriol that's just constantly coming out now, specifically of some, you know, some people. So there is a great need for God's peace, for his protection to cover, for any plan, any scheme, or any plot of Satan to be destroyed. Whatever that might look like, maybe it's not necessarily physical violence, but it could be something that's very subtle. But the political arena is constantly, there is an intensity there to change, to trigger, to move. And just all across our nation right now, these people are coming into even state legislatures to really create, if you will, distraction, division, dissension, in some really, really negative ways. So that's a big, you know, that's a big thing. I mean, I saw things last year that I never thought that I would see in the state of Tennessee. Just
Your tears matter, Marlene. I can imagine when you have a heart that you want to see something passed and it doesn't happen. Oh, your spirit must be like, oh, Lord, why? Lord, why? We need this to go through, this bill to pass, right? Abortion issues, all that. And so I'm going to call Peggy out here and pray because she's got to go. But I just want to see that. I can feel the contention and the opinions of man in the chambers of politics, right? And it's like there needs to be honor given to people who have order. And we know the nefarious left, whatever it is trying to subject us and take over. And so we say, get your hands off. So Peggy, come on in and pray over Marlene, what you just talked about. Would you please?
Yes, thank you, Jeff. And good morning, Marlene. It's an honor to pray for you.
Good morning.
But before I pray for you, I have a word for you. I was asking the Lord while you were sharing what he would say to you.
And I'm going to write this down, Peggy.
Okay, well, Jeff is recording it too, so hopefully you can get that. But I was drawn to your necklace, and from my perspective, it looks like a mirror. And I heard the Lord say that you reflect the heart of the Father for specifically, not just for prayer, but the governmental authority that you carry for the government of heaven to be established here on earth through prayer. You are a reflection. Some people say that you're a model, but you're also a reflection of his heart. And also what you reflect is, you know, because a mirror, when you look into it, you see something. Well, I see that as others see you, they are looking into a mirror of what God would have them become as a governmental intercessor. And I do sense and feel that God's going to start bringing more strategic people your way, because government is huge right now on his radar. And so just be praying into that, be looking into that. And asking the Lord to bring those who specifically have not just a heart for prayer, but a heart for governmental prayer, because in the days that we're in right now, it's necessary and it's needed. And so, Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, I yes. thank you, Lord, for your ambassador. I thank you, Lord, for your stateswoman yes. of prayer, yes. this woman who has for 21 years, that's 37s. That's the number of Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son, the threes and the three yeah. completions that you yeah. are in a cycle of completing three times assignments. And you're actually going to now go into the fourth one, the fourth cycle of governmental intercession, and that there's going to be an increase in the spirit realm over you, Marlene. Yes. There's going to be an increase of protection over you from the Father himself. because of your faithfulness, because of your obedience, because you said yes when you didn't even know what you were saying yes for. And so, Father, I just ask today that you just bring a heavenly host of angels to shield and protect Marlene and the intercessors that you have placed in her path. And I even see you also traveling some, Marlene, to other counties, because there's a reflection of what you carry that needs to be brought to these counties that maybe feel like their voice isn't being heard. And so, Lord, I just ask, God, that you open the doors, make a way. And Lord, I just pray for the provision that's necessary and needed for Marlene and her team and those you have placed under her to be able to travel into these counties, to be able to raise up the greater authority. And I even see speaking engagements coming forth for you as well. And so I just bless this. And Lord, I pray as she strategically plans this thing for the governor, this prayer breakfast, I ask, Lord, that you bring the volunteers that are necessary and needed. I speak rest over you. I speak peace over you, Marlene, that there'll be no striving, but the Lord's going to work this out. He's going to bring it together. You know, he always does. And so, Lord, I pray for extra help to come forth this year, that there will not be any contention. There will be not be anything that the enemy will try to do to block or hinder. And Lord, that this is going to be the greatest prayer breakfast there's ever been in the state of Tennessee. I declare that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that that's going to bring a shift into this state, into this city, the city of Nashville. I noticed the other day when I came in to Nashville, when I drove in, my spirit leaped. I felt an excitement in the atmosphere. Even though it was pouring down rain, there was an excitement in the atmosphere of Nashville. And it's because of the authority of prayer that has been shifted this place, shifted this city, and shifted what God is going to do in the state of Tennessee. We thank you, Lord, for Marlene. Thank you for what you're doing in and through her. Bless her family, encourage them, and protect them. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes.
You'll all get your time. Everybody open your mics and just say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. We're going to jump into Proverbs 31 because Marlene has a word of wisdom for us before she has to go at 8:45 sharp. But stay on the call after that. We'll continue to pray. So, Miss Marlene, join in. It says here, Proverbs 31, the inspired word of God. Shine on us. Your theme.
Okay. Well, you know, Jeff, honestly, when I was thinking, when I have heard this message many times, you know, it's a very popular passage for Mother's Day. And I could remember even from, you know, a little girl thinking, wow, that is a really high bar. I mean, this is like the model of the superwoman, if you will. I mean, she was very skilled. She was wealthy. She had international influence, as was her husband. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. But this week when I was reading it, and it is in I think it's 21. And I think this is the most important verse of Proverbs 31, that the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I think that that fits for single women, widows, you know, single moms, whomever, that is the woman that is to be praised. It's not because of what we do, our actions, our ministries, you know, all of our good deeds or whatever, but that is the beginning of, I mean, Proverbs says that that's the beginning of wisdom, is the fear of the Lord. So I believe that that is the most important verse in Proverbs 31. I mean, it starts out with...
Drop it in the chat, Phoebe. Come on. Go ahead.
But I just, you know, I mean, it was like that really, really struck out to me when I was reading Proverbs 31 after you asked me to do this. Because I'd always, like I said, when I heard the messages and read the chapter, and I'm like, gee, this is a very well put together successful woman. And but God just reminded me, it's the fear of the Lord. So I would just like to encourage, and not just women, but men too. You know, it's not, oftentimes our deeds and works may not bear the fruit in this life. I mean, if you read Hebrews chapter 11, a lot of those people that literally gave up their lives, they probably didn't see everything, but yet they made it into the hall of fame of faith. And I believe the same is true for us. So it all starts with the fear of the Lord. And that is what will bring us, if you will, recognition on the other side, maybe some recognition here. But that's so right. That's the most important thing. What else, Jeff? I've got some things that the Lord gave me that I felt like was ways of wisdom.
You take it away. What verse do you want to go to next? Or ways of wisdom? Come on.
Well, these are things that I feel like I've learned sometimes the hard way. But first and foremost is just asking God for wisdom. And there's multiple verses in Proverbs. I mean, there's Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord, again, is the beginning of wisdom. I feel like a lot of times we say, well, you know, I just don't know what to do. But I feel like to ask God for whatever it is, if it's a big thing, if it's a little thing. Ask God, and he will be faithful, I believe, to always give us wisdom. And interestingly enough, Jeff, my life verse is from Proverbs. Proverbs 3:5-6. It's my favorite verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And that word acknowledge, Phoebe, are you raising your hand to speak? Okay. Yeah. That word acknowledge actually is, from the Greek, is interpreted as intimacy. So it speaks of fellowship with God, which to me is prayer.
Yes.
Intimacy, communion, and fellowship is prayer. Yes. But whenever I feel like there's a lot of times that I'm like, you know, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Even today in the Capitol, I just always say, God, you lead me where you want me to go. I always go back to Proverbs 3:5-6. So my encouragement to everyone today is to trust God for everything. And especially in this dark hour that we're living in, it's dark. I mean, you know, if we're honest, it's very dark. And there's so much unknown. It's like every day there's a new battle. But if we trust God, I believe that he will lead us. I believe that he will guide us. And I believe that he will give us peace.
Let me ask you a question here on that. Now, usually the character of a woman can come from their parents. Tell us a little about your mother, your father, and you got something from them, right? And here we're looking at Proverbs 31. This is actually Bathsheba, over Solomon, whose name was really Jedidiah. So Bathsheba is instructing her son to stay sexually pure because she saw some issues with King David, maybe. But it's a tragedy when people in high places drink and all those. But tell us, did your mother have a pet name for you? Because I think that's what Bathsheba is calling her son here, this pet name. King Lemuel is actually, you know, talking about Solomon. So who out there has a pet name their mom has given them, right? Maybe you can like But how was your mother as you grew up? Did she have, was she up before you were? Did she go to bed after you? Talk to us about that.
My mother, which is a long time in heaven now, but both of my parents were amazing people. And my mother was my hero of faith. At her celebration of life, I spoke, and that was the title of my eulogy to her, my hero of faith. She was very steadfast, very faithful, wasn't swayed by the world. And so, yes, my mom had, as did my dad, and my mother, my nickname, she called me her little blessing because I was born late in her life. And my siblings are quite a bit older than I am. So I was kind of the, you know, the unexpected, if you will, that she always said that I was her little blessing. And interestingly enough, I was the only one with her when she died. And so my mom definitely had a very big impact in my life.
I feel like that also alludes to your poetry, how you love to, you know, find your sense of groundedness and your creativity in poetry, right? Because you're out on the edge of your porch, you're writing about the nature. And so maybe you got some of that from her too.
Oh, yes. My mom was definitely creative. She was a good writer. She did not write a lot, but yes. I think I probably did get my creativity from my mother.
So for virtuous woman, a woman of character and strength and reliability was an offshoot of your mom. You can say that, couldn't you?
Absolutely. For
so
sure.
So all of you other women out there had the same thing, right? You have a mom, you probably have a name that she called you, and some of the mothers have passed. And so, God, we just thank you for the motherhood, which is so amazing. That's what this chapter ends with. The virtuous woman is the end of the chapter of Proverbs. The beginning was, you know, chase her. Wisdom is a woman in the streets. And now we're ending with that same chasing. But is the mother talking to her son to be sexually pure? And hey, men out there, there's a word for you too, right? What kind of love should a man show his wife? The same kind of love that Christ shows his bride. And so the husband is to be a sacrificial, patient, suffering, tender, constant in her life. And I have a lot of growing up to do there, but to show true leadership and love her as the Lord loves the church, because happy homes just don't happen. It's a result of work, prayer, and real love. Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely.
Amen. So I know that we have to wind up. Give us one more golden nugget wisdom. You had four, I think, and you gave us two already.
Yeah. Okay. Graham Cook once said that humility has more authority than the anointing. Proverbs 22:4, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 3:34, he mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and the oppressed. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him low, but he who's of a lowly spirit will obtain honor. To me, one of the most important things in walking in wisdom is to keep a low profile. And that, I think, especially is true in government. Keep a low profile. And God will, I believe, honor that. Another thing, Jeff, that I have learned that's been very important to me, and I think is a word for today, and that is guard your heart, for everything in life flows from the heart. And that Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Everything that you do flows from it. I believe that this verse is a beautiful reminder of the emotional and the spiritual significance of our hearts in our life. In simple terms, it means that we protect our hearts. And I think this is true for men and for women. You know, today it's like we are being almost consumed by the culture. I think daily it's a battle. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a battle for me because I'm somewhat of a news junkie. And so in the morning, I can just, you know, start reading through everything, you know, but, you know, again, I feel like what, you know, the Spirit says, just put everything away because so many times this can contaminate us, if you will. It kind of clouds our thoughts, our, just even our perspective, I believe. So first and foremost, guard your heart. And then another one, don't be quick to judge or make hasty decisions without prayer, time, and giving it thought. Proverbs 28:25, yes. To make rash, hasty decision shows that you're not trusting the Lord. But when you rely totally on God, you will still act carefully and with prudence. So those, I mean, I have a couple more, but those are some, if you want to elaborate on those, but those are some things that God gave me. And then one more that I think is really important that I just see people doing so much, especially in the church today, do not put people on a pedestal. Not a pastor, not a preacher, not a prophet, not a president, not a king. We have one hero, and that's Jesus Christ. And I sense that we just get kind of caught up in that from time to time, if you will. So I just say, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's our hero, not a man.
That's so well put. Put that in the chat.
I'm going to pray for Marlene before she
leaves. We will. We got one more verse here, and this speaks of your resourcefulness and your devotedness and your stewardship. Verse 13, she searches out continually to possess that which is pure and righteous. She delights in the work of her hands and gives out revelation, truth, to feed others. And that's what you're doing today with us. And you probably run a night shift. You probably go to bed at night, and you get up before it's light. And who has a mom like that? You all have had that. But there's a saying that says a man's work is sun to sun and a woman's work is never done. And so I'm sure that you are being a steward on that. Resourcefulness is you. And Proverbs talks a lot about laziness. We don't want to be there. You are not that. And so I just thank God for your resourcefulness and dedication to the governmental prayer alliance that you are in. So yes, we're going to open it up now for prayer. We have 5 minutes before you have to roll, and we're going to stay on after that. But I'll ask first, would you pray for us? And then we'll go ahead and invite others, team leaders, to pray for you. So speak a word over us about that wisdom. Give us what you have. We catch your word and we bring it forth to our sphere. Go ahead, Marlene. Thank you so much.
Well, Father, today I just pray over each individual that is on this line this morning. And Lord, I release from heaven into earth the wisdom of God for each one of them right now. The answers to their questions that they've struggled with, they've contended for, even the unanswered prayers. Today, God, today, January the 31st, 2024, let the bowls of heaven tip and let the answers to these prayers be answered for your glory and for your honor, God. I'm believing for it. I'm asking for it. I call it forth, God, even now, for your wisdom and for their unanswered prayers to be answered today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. And as Barbara prays and other women, I want you to open your mics and pray in the spirit, because there's something about that when we hear each other. So you can go ahead and open your mics. Go ahead, Barbara, if you want to pray a blessing over Marlene before she goes to the chambers today. And everybody open up your mics and pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you so much for Marlene. She's more than a blessing. She's a big blessing. Without putting her on the pedestal, we are just so grateful for her influence at King's Hill House of Prayer. I do believe because of her being her voice of wisdom, we have been able to see from the day that we opened, day and night, 7 day a week prayer, you have sustained us, Lord, because of that voice of wisdom. Lord, I thank you, God, for what she's teaching me to seek the lower place, to be careful that we only are doing what you are calling us to do, that we're not leaning on our own understanding, but in all our ways that we are acknowledging you intimately. We have that intimate relationship with you, and then trust you that you are directing our paths. Lord, we just pray for Marlene, that you give her the desires of her heart, that you would make all her plans that are of you succeed, and you would fulfill every purpose you put her in her there's room to fulfill. And I do believe her high calling is to be a watch leader. She is, I believe, a leader of watch leaders, as she is watching from that high tower, and she is directing, she's warning the church through her prayers, and that governmental anointing that's on her for our government, and also for King's Hill. King's Hill is definitely a governmental house of prayers. We overlook not only our city, but our capital. We were founded on 1212, which is a number, a governmental number. But Lord, we thank you, God, that part of our purpose is to contend day and night for our leaders and those in authority. And Lord, I thank you for the anointing that Marlene carries because of her humility, because she sees you and puts you first. And we just bless her, Lord, that she would finish well. We bless her as an ideal, even I know she's not perfect, but as an ideal for me, Proverbs 31 woman, we honor her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody out there, Pastor Glenda, do you have a word? Do you have a prayer before she rolls? And if you have to go, Marlene, it's okay. We're still going to be praying.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I do. As I was praying, praise the Lord, as I was praying and as I was listening to this woman of God and I was praying and I heard her say that her name was Watchtower, that blessed me so much. But one of the things I heard, Marlene, was that you're like the Lord likens you into Daniel and to Nehemiah. In the Old Testament, the Lord used Daniel in the courts of government and Nehemiah in the courts of government, and that the Lord uses you. And I praise God that the Father called you Watchtower and your mom called you a blessing. So you're a blessing to the body of Christ, a blessing to the nations, not only Tennessee, because you are a watchman on the wall. And I praise God for you. So, Father, I thank and I praise you for the Watchtower, this watchwoman. I thank and I praise you, Lord God, that she watches over your word. You watch over your word to perform it. I thank you, Father, that she speaks your word in season and out of season. When it's convenient, when it's not, you watch over your word to perform it. I thank you, Father, that the word her mother released over her life is blessing, and she is, because the word bless means empower to prosper. I thank you, Father, you have empowered her to prosper, and you use her, Lord God, to empower many to prosper by the way she walks, the way she talks, the way she lives, the way she gives. And Father, lastly, I thank and I praise you, Father, that her mantle, Lord God, is wisdom and integrity. And a woman who walks in wisdom and integrity walks with you. I thank you, Father God, that integrity is in birth from intimacy and that Marlena's life displays that. So I thank you, Father, for the hidden jewel that you have on Front Street. I thank you, Father, that she encourages other women to be hidden jewels so that you can use them on the Front Street. That's in right. life and in this way. So use her to your glory. Bless her and keep her. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Marlene, it's beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful.
Gina Prince wanted to pray for, but she may have to go. Gina, Jesus. Are you still on here?
Can I? Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Marlene, I know you need to run. I'm still going to continue. Go ahead. Somebody else?
Can I just pray Gina. For Marlene? Hi, Marlene. Oh,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, it's Vicky Gina.
Or okay, go
Gina.
Ahead.
Gina, go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, Marlene, I just had the privilege of praying with you all at the Capitol for the 5 years, and I have a prayer / encouragement, and just want to honor. But as people are encouraging you. I remember Art Katz years ago was talking about David giving the evening sacrifice. And when sometimes it feels like, oh, you know, I'll focus on Jesus. But, you know, would you come before the Lord at the end of the day or even at the end of this time, you just offer all this up to the Lord, because that's what you do when people encourage you. But when I first came into the Capitol, I was so amazed at this land. And then I was looking at your leadership, and I've been able to glean from you all these years. And I just want to help, coming from California and being here. I just honor what you stewarded, and I just want to help preserve what is here. And so with that, I'm thankful for the model that you have had. And so the Lord gave me the word vested interest. Is what you have, and it's the lawful right of an individual or entity to gain access to tangible or intangible property. And I just also believe that you're a plumb line, a holy righteous standard for Israel. So, Lord, I just want to pray for Marlene, Lord, that you would, even as Proverbs 31 is the conversation at the beginning of the mother speaking to a king. To a king, Lord. And I thank you. And since we've been there and we know the influence, but Lord, I pray that there'll be that increase, even as Peggy was praying, there'll be an increase, Lord, now more than ever, as we are in unprecedented times governmentally and for fighting for recovering of our republic right now. This is very serious time.
Yes, God.
And so God needs you, Marlene, and he needs all you all that are praying right now. And I just pray for just a soberness, but I also pray for the favor of the Lord, even as we walk through those buildings with the legislators and we offered to pray for them. God gave you that access. I pray for increased favor for you, that they'll start to come to you, that you'll get the emails, they'll get the phone calls, even private people not wanting people to know their situation because they can trust you. So I'm asking for that increase, Lord, even today as she prays. And thank you for this group here gathering, because it has caught heaven's eyes And I thank you that there'll be fruit from these prayers, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and call it out. Phoebe, did you have something there? I see you're shaking your head.
Yes, I just wanted to speak and declare Joshua 1:9 over you, Marlene. And it just reads, I'm going to read it in the Tree of Life version. And it says, have I not commanded you? And the word shazak, which means charge, go, be strong. Do not be terrified or dismayed. For Adonai, your God, is with you wherever you go.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Marlene, it's been good to have you. What a way to close the 31 days. And as the Wisdom Challenge ends. One more. She's got to run. Come on.
All right. Marlene, I just wanted to say, it was on my heart to just the joy of the Lord is your strength. That you will just have so much joy that people will be drawn to you with your responsibility, with everything that you're doing. They're like, how do you have this joy? How do you have this joy? And it would be just such an opportunity for witnessing and opening of doors. And that the joy would just radiate off you, even though you don't know it, and will increase your and restore your soul and increase your strength. May God bless you, Marlene.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jeff. And I bless each one of you. And keep up the good work, all of you, because you all have a role in the kingdom, an important role.
The house is becoming a home. Amen. Okay, you go off and go get them. I'm going to close us out here. So look, I said, as the Wisdom Challenge ends, that door closes, but a new door opens. So I encourage each of you to continue to seek wisdom and stay on the path. Favor will begin and your dreams will come forth. I believe many of you have unlocked dreams that are just waiting for February to spring forth. So in your time, you've got a block schedule, right? Where can you plug in your gifting and your talent? If you believe you want to go deeper and discover new wealth ideas, new health ideas, let's meet. I'll review. I'll pray over your plans and add wisdom so we can see your vision succeed. And I promised you all a free gift for the 31 days that you've been with me in the Wisdom Challenge. So I'm giving you all a free, my latest book called Prayer 7 Days a Week. It's 15 minutes with the Lord on your knees. And I have a friend in the room now, and her name is Elise Sam. She has joined us. She's from Kansas City. And we just want to cover her in prayer. She's editing it with me. And she's here with us for the 31 days, a dedicated prayer warrior who loves God with all of her heart. And so we bless her in Kansas City in health, healing, and financial increase. So put on those final edits, Elise, but we'll have it out by Friday.
Hey, we got it today, Jeff. I saw God in Jeff instantly. I met him, and I've seen Lucifer in him the last couple of days when he said, can you finish a book in 3 days? And so, but God prevailed, and we have the draft. And so if you guys drop your emails in there, or if Jeff wants to put it in the chat, we have it. And Jeff covered, every prayer that you could ever imagine in the Bible. And then with my expertise, I just took it, and my two editors, all of us have a background in theology and linguistics, and all know Greek, Hebrew, or Aramaic. And so we've added our prose to it, and I think that we've created something that God is proud of, and that will help a lot of people in their prayer journey. I know that it has been physically healing me, and I'm so sad that these 31 days are over. It's been so lovely to meet all of you beautiful women and men. Yes. And it's just been so restorative to me personally. So to help do this gift, thank you, Jeff. I'm absolutely honored. And it has been a thrill. I hope that you guys give us feedback. And if you see any edits, again, it was 3 days. And so let us know how we can improve it. And we love you so much. Thank you.
So if you all want to
Jeff, I wanted to pray for you. We need to pray for
but
you.
Also, let me just go ahead and put email me, jeff@jeffrichfield.com, if you want a copy. jeff@jeffrichfield.com. It's just a thank you for attending. Thank you, Elise, for helping. And, it's like a way to start you to soar in your prayer life and your journey. So, yes, you can pray for me if you like to. God's been good and faithful, and we're not done yet. We're just begun. This is just the kickoff.
Jeff,
Lord, we just thank you so much for Jeff Richfield. Mm-hmm. You gave him the perfect name. And we thank you, God, that this, that you're going to bless him with so much wisdom that he will have beyond the wisdom of King Solomon, because he is going to possess the mind of Christ. Thank you, God. I love what I heard someone say, you can't pour out on another person without getting the splashes on yourself. So Lord, thank you, God, as he has refreshed all of us and many that he'll never even meet through this being replayed on YouTube, Lord, that he himself will be refreshed. And Lord, we just speak over Jeff for 2024, that it truly would be a year where the King of Glory comes in every area of his life, so that he reigns in life. And he reminds me of King David, when King David said, bless me so that I can be a blessing to your house for your name's sake, but also for the honor of the house of prayer. He was all about that. And Lord, I do believe that you are anointing Jeff to see Amos 9:11 come to pass here at King's Hill, that the house of David, the tabernacle of David, would be restored in our city, in our nation, in the nations of the earth for this time. Lord, I thank you, God. I remember he came up to me Christmas 2 years ago and said, we're going to see it go 24/7. I do believe Jeff is the guy to get us to 24/7. With his help, we can get there. We've been 7 days a week, day and night. Amen. But we have not yet been 24/7. So I believe that the fire on the altar, what James Gall prophesied, and he prophesied it with Jeff leading. He said, I believe there's something about the fire on the altar not going out. And now that he's transitioning this Friday Fire Fridays, Fiery Fridays, whatever that it's going to be called, whatever Jeff decides, I'm fine with on the name. But Lord, show him exactly how that's supposed to look, what it's supposed to look like. And Lord, thank you, God, as he helps to get the protocols together to better improve the prayer time at King's Hill, that you're going to anoint him for that. Lord, this book, I didn't even know he had written this book. I'm so excited, Lord. And I just pray that that book really would help to fuel fire on the altar 7 days, day and night. We love Jeff. Jeff, we honor you. I'm so grateful for you. We couldn't have met our goals. I don't think we would even set a goal. And Jesus, you helped us set our goal. We've met our survival goal, as long as everybody keeps their pledges. So now we have to go on to arise and build. God's anointing you to rise and build his house. And Lord, I believe the Lord is saying to you, Jeff, as you have honored him, you've put his house as a priority. He's going to put your house as a priority for him to bless it, that people would say, wow, Jeff Richfield has richly been blessed. His fields are prospered. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you, Jeff.
I'm going to be hidden behind the cross. Thank you for that. 23 years ago, the Lord gave me a city on its knees, and it's coming forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. 23 years ago, you were my guest on a radio broadcast on It's a Family Affair when you did A City on Its Knees. I remember I remember doing that. So I remember interviewing you 23 years ago on radio for that.
Wow.
So praise God. It's a blessing to
with
you now.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was my guest on It's a Family Affair.
You both look 35.
What did you say?
I said he was my guest.
You both only look 35. Oh, sorry.
Wow. That's cool. I didn't know that, Apostle Glenda.
I got his first book on my show.
Amen.
Wow.
His Lord.
I don't know if there is if she's able to be on here, but I just want to pray for my friend. She's been she's an attorney. Her birthday is today. She's a true Proverbs 31 woman. Lord, we just bless Holly to fulfill all her purpose in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Well, it's been great, folks, and we're family now, right? We can continue on Friday. Let's get out and get the work done. There's a lot that needs to be done.
What time it'll be on Friday? Will it be after
8 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a spirit of repentance and prayer and fire for revival for souls saved, because 2024.
That's it, Jeff. You just said it.
Come on, 2024. I mean, that's where we're at, right?
And that the King of Glory is going to come in. You got to pray for that.
Yes.
Psalm 24. Yeah. We'd have clean hands and a pure heart to ascend his holy hill.
Yes.
We want to see all our community ascend.
Yes.
If anybody Amen. Wants to we love you.
Charge, let me know if you want to help me with that charge. Have a great day. God bless.
Bye-bye.